for King Cove also. And so as Carly came back in, and we got Rivera, Mary, and Tia.
There it is.
Another jump ball. Another.
What?
Oh, nope.
Oh,
going to be called with a foul.
Four now. That's four fouls now.
Well, that's only one foul on 4-0, it says.
Tia.
So, yeah. We're still trying to learn these foul or all the call fouls. It takes a little while to come on the board.
Mm-hmm.
But shot is going to go for three. No good.
That was two shots.
That was two shots. Oh, back in assisted by Misty.
Misty puts that back in.
Misty puts it in for two. And we're your Eagles are just down by 3 points with Rivera bringing it up. 1 minute left at half.
I need your help. Rivera was saying, I need help.
Back out to Mary.
There we go.
Cadence is standing in the inside here, but blocked. Mia was there for the pickup.
Oh,
nobody down there. Morgan's going all the way into Misty. Misty puts it up to two. They caught King Cove off guard there.
Yep. You got to use that advantage.
And took the speed and got the 2 points by Misty with the assist by Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
So Mary trying to get out to Rivera with 30-some seconds left.
Well, that double.
They only end up by 1 point.
Ooh.
Nice kind of a scary pass there. Into Caden. Caden didn't see that coming. Mia was there to block it. She got it out to her player. Charlotte goes in for two. No good. Rebounded by King Cole.
All right. They can get the line.
Excuse me. That was Misty going back in for two.
Because
flips around for two. No good. Mia's there with her height to get the rebound. Back out to Charlotte.
No way.
No good.
It's no good.
Basket went in, but no good.
Yes.
The buzzer was already off. So, all right, we're going to take a quick 8-minute break here as we allow the team to take a little breather and we go into halftime here.
Mm-hmm.
And please tune back in here in about 8 minutes or 10 minutes as we conclude the rest of the game. Again, your hometown rookies 15 and your visiting Sandpoint Eagles 14. Back to you, Virgil.
I'll let you gentlemen take a break and catch your breath, get a drink of water, and we'll go back to our halftime schedule. Right now, you've got rookies and the Lady Eagles facing off against each other in King Cove. This is the first set of games of the season. Welcome to high school basketball. Earlier tonight, you heard the T-Jacks and the Eagles, the Gentlemen Eagles. They played live. Austin did their play-by-play, and we had a final score. Sandpoint Eagles 43, King Cove T-Jacks 26. Here's Taylor Swift, and a big thank you to our underwriters.
He said, let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now, nothing lasts forever. Said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever.
He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. And when we've had our very
lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend. Say you'll remember me. Staying in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, baby. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just.
Heads up to everyone, the Alaska Board of Fisheries is accepting proposed changes to the subsistence, personal use, sport, guided sport, and commercial fishing regulations for the Bristol Bay, Arctic, Yukon, Kuskokwim, Alaska Peninsula, Aleutian Islands, Chignik, and statewide finfish management areas. Finfish includes salmon, herring, trout, other freshwater finfishes, and groundfish, including Pacific cod, for consideration by the board in its 2025 to 2026 meeting cycle. To ensure the proposal book is finished in advance of the board meetings, the board sets Thursday, April 10th, 2025 as the proposal deadline. Proposals may be submitted online, by mail, or fax. If you'd like to submit online, information is at www.adfg.alaska.gov. By postal mail, ADF&G, Board's Support Section, P.O. Box 115526, Juneau, Alaska 99811-5526, and fax 907-465-6094. All proposals must be received by Thursday, April 10th, 2025, at the Board's Support Section office in Juneau. A postmark is not sufficient for timely receipt. All right, just had to get a little PSA out there. Let's do this. How about the best day? Are back from halftime. We've got Chris and Chris on the line bringing you the best play-by-play live from King Cove. Here you go, gentlemen. It's all yours.
All right. We're still got music there in the background there. There we go.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We're back on the air here. We got just a little over a minute left before we start the second half here. I just wanted to go over the team rosters again for your King Cove rookies. We have Jada Bear, who's a 12th grader, Mary Mae Brambo, who's a 12th grader, Tiana Lewis is a 12th grader, Piper Mack is 11th grade, Rivera Wilson, 11th grade, Cadence Wilson, 10th grade, Ella Lewis, 9th grade, Carly Mack, 9th grade, Shayla Nezeroff, 9th grade, and Aiden Marilua, I probably butchered that name, 8th grade, and Trinity Newman Bear, 8th grade. And your managers are Kinsey Bendixson and Sonny Ray Kazakin. and they're coached by Fanny Joe. All right, your Sandpoint Lady Eagles. Morgan Gunderson, 12th grade. Summer Walls, 12th grade. Charlotte Marcus, 11th grade. Misty Marie Marine, 11th grade. Mia Cromer, 10th grade. Precious Kamanaga, 10th grade. Katie Gunderson Marcus, 9th grade. Lorene Rosetta, 9th grade. And Whitney Smith, 8th grade. And they're coached by Dontezza and Danielle Carlson. All right. So hopefully we're going to have a good second half like we had the first half. Again, your King Cove rookies are up by only 1 point, 15, and your Lady Eagles are 14.
So there's still plenty of time in these quarters to come back in these places. So it's all about, so buckle up. So here we go.
All right, here we go. Start another 8 minutes period here as we enter into the third period of this game tonight. And Sandpoint will start off with the ball. All right.
Here we go.
Precious is going to inbound it to Charlotte.
Charlotte's looking.
Charlotte, Sandpoint will be down on our side of the court. Morgan back out to Charlotte. Lots of black in the paint there. King Cove's guarding. Back out to Morgan. Going to make him shoot from the outside. Charlotte. Oh, Mia's in there for two. No good. Tipped away, and Mary's there for the rebound. Mia tried to go in there.
Couldn't
make it, though. And so King Cove's got it down on their side of the rim. Haven't seen Rivera try any three-pointers tonight. We might.
She just wants to be smart.
Oh, Jada goes in. No good. And she gets fouled by Missy, I think it is. Yep. Missy's holding her hand up. So Jada will go to the line for two.
Ooh.
So King Cove has a chance to improve their lead here.
She can make this.
First shot is up, and it's no good. Ought to be practicing those free throws.
I know. That's tough every time when you have to work in practice.
Those are free shots. Second shot is up, and it's good.
Oh.
All right, so two-point lead now.
And let's see if Sam Point can make a little bit of a crazy move.
Morgan's got it. She's looking for help. Out to Misty.
Oh, wow.
Into a bunch of mess there, and Sam King Cove ended up with the ball. We lost it, though, again, back down at the end of our court. So Sam Point will bring it in. There was a little bit of scrapping going on.
That's what I love about it.
Okay, and the Precious is going to try to put it up three.
Wow.
Only get two on that one. But she answers back with a quick two. Precious did.
Yep.
And so that puts him in lead by one. Out to Mary of King Cove. Heavily white all in the...
Oh, they're putting pressure now.
Oh, tipped away there by Misty and Morgan's with it now for Sandpoint. Sandpoint starting to make a comeback here.
Yep.
All the way out to Mia. Mia's going to put in for two.
And one.
It's a foul.
And she got it. And one.
All right. So Mia will go to the line for one.
Yep.
As she got the
foul.
2 point shot, too. And drew the foul. She's going to put it up. And it's good.
Oh, wow.
And just like that, your Sandpoint Eagles got a 4 point lead.
Yep.
Carter's going to bring it down for King Cove. Going to pass it over and get tipped away by Charlotte. Missy's there for the rebound. Missy's going all the way. Puts it in for two, no good. Back out to Charlotte. Charlotte's going to answer back. No good. Morgan's there with the rebound. She's going to try to put it in, no good. Tip back to Carly, and King Cove's got it. They're going to slow it down. Lots of back and forth by Sam Point.
Ooh.
Just couldn't make the basket there. Jada's trying. Ella was going in there, assisted back.
Oh, good. Oh, man, she had it.
And Mia was there for the rebound there. As both, I think that was the sisters there trying to work.
Oh, my goodness.
And Precious, not guarded there, comes in with 3 points just like that.
Precious is just heating up right now in the third round.
Okay, so to Jada, to Mary, into Ella.
Wow, what a...
Excuse me, Tia. Tia was tipped away, and Standpoint has the ball, and Morgan's going to bring it down.
Wow. Impressive.
Morgan's looking for help all the way up to Mia. Back out to Precious. Precious going to go in all the way. And the ball got hooked, and she lost it, and so Kinko's got the ball into Tia. Tia's going to go up for two. No good. Mia was there for the rebound. Back into Precious. Morgan's going to bring it down for Standpoint.
Standpoint could...
Mia, back up. Precious. Back into Morgan. Back out to Mia. Mia's going to put it in. No good. And tip.
Oh, 2-2.
We got a foul here by Standpoint.
And
a timeout
by Sandy Joe. She does not like what she's seeing right now.
So we're looking at your Eagles 23 and your Rookies 16. Fanny's going to talk with the girls, maybe get them to calm down a little bit.
Yeah, it's just so weird. You guys had the lead. Kinkle had the lead, and then all of a sudden you're letting, like, say, I'm not disrespecting at all. Precious getting, like, she's heating up right now with the with a two-point shot and now with a three-pointer like that. And
and they're keeping, they're allowing Mia to stand to be in there, too.
Yeah.
Under the basket there or in the key. Yep.
Yep, you could see that right there in the paint. Because
I think they're going to bring Cadence in now for King Cole, and I think she's going to do the same thing.
And it's like an idea
was doing.
I seen what they were doing with Standpoint. They were using Jada, and like she was trying to guard. And then I said to myself, that's a mismatch right there. That's like a mismatch. So, like, you want to take it in there, and so it's like, yeah, and they want to break the defense and plays right there. So that's what they're trying to do.
Again, we want to thank KSCP for allowing us to broadcast these games. And we're looking forward to awesome basketball season here within the borough. So, all right, we're coming in off of a timeout. Got a little over 4 minutes left in the third period. It'll be King Cove's ball on Standpoint's side of the court. Carly's going to bring it down. Yep, they got Caden standing in there like they were using Mia, and Standpoint's using Mia there. So
yeah.
Back out to Ella, or excuse me, Tia. Back into Mary. Back out to Tia. Tia's got it there. A little bit off the foot there. Carly, back into Mary. Back out to Carly. Back over to Ella. Ella's going to go for two.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. All right.
Ella answers back with two.
Okay.
But now the question is, can you get a defensive stop and get a couple good defenses?
They got some defense in there. Cadence is battling with Mia. They're about the same height there. Mm-hmm. Plus, they're both 11. Both number 11 there.
Yeah, that's true.
She read that quick ball.
She read that, but it was tipped by King Cole, and so it'll be Charlotte will be passing it in to Morgan. Morgan's going to bring it in. She's looking for help all the way out to Misty.
Ooh.
Misty's going to step in. No good. And Misty's going to get a foul.
Yep. And that will
foul
be that will be Tia's second foul.
Yep, 4-0 Tia.
Yep.
So that'll be her second foul. Misty's going to go to the line for two.
Mm-hmm.
First shot is up. Is good.
Nothing
but the net.
Yep, nothing but the net.
So she'll get another shot here.
She'll get another opportunity.
Rivera's coming in to relieve Cadence. All right, one more shot left here.
Get ready. Here we go.
And that's good also.
You're looking at the lead, 25-18. Sandpoint Eagles are up 25, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Mary's going to break it down.
All right, so Kings hope to make goals.
Got to start answering back with some points here.
Yep.
Help her out. Oh, Ella's going to go in for two, and she's going to be draw a foul.
Yep. And now that's 2-2.
Fouls on 1-1, it looked like he said.
I thought it was 2-2.
Let's see it on the board here. Hopefully.
I don't know if they want to do the board.
Oh, here we go.
All right, let's see if Mary May can find something to cook with.
Oh, bad pass. Yep. Charlotte read that. She's got the ball. Back out to Mia. Back into Charlotte. Back out to Morgan. Morgan's going to go in, try to lay it up, and no good. And she falls under the basket there, and Ella was there to get it, and she's going all the way.
Wow!
No contest there, no, not contested. And she puts it in for two.
She read it perfect.
Back out to Morgan.
Morgan's thinking.
Ooh. Almost tipped away by Rivera.
All French is
going all the way in. No good. Rebounded by Ella.
Wow.
Back out to Mary. King Cole's only down by five. Mary's going to try it. No good. Tipped back by Tia, and it's going to be Sandpoint's ball.
Yep. And we got some substitutions coming in.
I don't know who this one is. There's not a one out here on the court. The only thing I think of is maybe Mia might be one. There's a jersey discrepancy out here. They're calling a foul on number one, second foul. But there is no one jersey out here, so I don't.
It's probably just Mia.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Back out to Misty.
Traveling. Yep, I seen that. That was one thing. I seen that.
All right.
All right.
Rivera's got it.
Mm-hmm.
Out to Mary.
Oh, she's
back out to Tia. Tia.
Wow.
I don't know what's up with her, but she.
Oh, that was. Was that? That was Ella.
Ella, yep, like carrying the load a little
that
bit.
That was Ella again, yep.
Man, there we go.
Wow. What a play.
All right, Precious comes back with a rebound and draws a foul also.
Wow, Precious.
And so she'll go to the line. She's been putting up a lot of shots tonight, Precious has.
He's heating up right now.
She's had 1 3-point and several 2-point shots.
And
tonight.
She got fouled too.
Yep. So she's going back to the line for another. No good. Rebounded by Misty. Back out to Morgan. Morgan's going to put it up. No good. Rebounded by Rivera. Back over to Mary.
All right.
Mary will bring it down for King Cole. Less than a minute left in the third period here. Wild pass out to Mary, and Misty knocks it out of bounds.
Oh, Misty was ready for that play. She knew it when she saw
it. So it'll be King Cole's ball. All right, Mary's going to bring it back out.
Mm-hmm.
King Cole looking for help all the way up to Rivera.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah.
Off of Rivera's foot, but she's able to get it back.
Got to be careful.
Ooh. Tried to pass it in there to Ella, but was taken away by Charlotte. Charlotte's going all the way down, no good. Hits the backboard and bounces out. Jada was there for the rebound. Back over to Rivera. Heavily guarded by Morgan.
Well, she put a lot of pressure on her.
Oh, no, she can do those things. Like,
wow, what a throwing away by Misty.
Wow. Misty's going to work it down right on the baseline. He had heavily guarded by Tia. Out, she managed to get it out to Precious.
Ooh.
Back over to Morgan. Morgan was looking at how much time was left in the period.
Oh.
At the Precious. Wide open.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow.
And Precious puts up another two.
I seen that defense mistake on that one.
And so just like that, that ends the third period with your Lady Eagles 29 and your Lady Rookies 22. We'll see what happens with the rookies here. Hopefully they'll be able to make a comeback and possibly win this game.
Mm-hmm.
But the rookies should certainly not hang their heads. They've played some very good ball tonight, as both teams have played some excellent ball here tonight. And we look forward to seeing what the last period brings.
Could get us into.
Again, if you're not doing anything and you want to come out for 10 minutes or 8 minutes or so, we welcome you down here to the high school gym. This will be the last game of the weekend, and we look forward to being able to broadcast when the Sandpoint boys come over this way here, I believe maybe this next weekend. And so we'll be able to broadcast that game.
Yep, January 17th through the 18th.
Well, the boys came off of a loss tonight, as they came off of a loss last night. But they certainly do not need to hang their heads. They played a tough ball, and we'll see what happens next weekend when Sandpoint boys come over here. So. All right, we're going to begin the fourth period, and Rivera almost lost it. Back into Jada. Jada's heavily guarded by two Sandpoint players and off the hands of Mary.
There was a little bit of miscommunication right now. There was miscommunication.
All right, Morgan's going to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Out to Precious. Back out to Morgan.
Oh, she's going to go. Oh,
Morgan wants to go. She's going to stay back. Oh, tipped away almost by Tia, but saved by Charlotte. Nice inside pass to Mia Mee all the way over the basket, and Tia was there to get the rebound. Mia tried to do kind of a hook layup there, and it went hook all the way over the rim there.
Ooh.
Ella was going to try to go in. She's still trying to go in.
Oh, travel.
Call for travel.
Got to be careful with the travel. When you plant that foot or make that another foot move, you got to be careful. But, man, they got to just stay calm on defense.
Okay, there's Morgan bringing it up again.
Mm-hmm. Morgan's getting pressured.
Over to Precious.
Precious.
Ooh. Out to Mia. Back out to Charlotte.
Charlotte's thinking, why not?
Charlotte going to try to put up. No.
Wow. Oh, Charlotte.
Just like that, Charlotte answered back with a quick
that was
and
great.
That brings your Lady Eagles 10-point lead, 32-22.
Oh. Dribbling.
Double dribble?
Yep, double dribble.
Double dribble called there on Jada with King Cole. Mm-hmm. So that'll be Sandpoint's ball. Morgan will bring it down for Sandpoint.
Oh, wow.
Charlotte?
Wow.
Nobody there to guard her under the rim, and she puts up a quick two.
Wow, Charlotte's just all up.
Timeout.
Fanny Joe is not liking what she's seeing right now.
Oh, the rookies are allowing a little bit too much of a lead.
Ugh.
I don't know if they're getting tired
or if they're just...
They're going to take a full 30-second timeout.
Yep.
And so, again, we like to thank some of our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few that people and organizations and businesses that sponsor KSDP. We would like to thank the King Cole Corporation, the Schumigan Corporation, and also, again, the cities of Sandpoint, cities of King Cove, the Illusions Borough, Precision Air, Grant Aviation, Aleutian Airways, all proud sponsors of KSDP
yep.
Radio.
Yep. Well, if there's still 6 minutes left, so if the rookies can figure out a way to maybe make this a little bit of a game, they're going to need to figure out a way maybe to maybe turn on some, like, not letting the girls get more points in the paint, maybe find something a way to get more opportunities. opportunity to maybe get shots or go to the paint in their own way.
We've got to come up with an answer here in 6 minutes and 23 seconds. It can be done.
I know.
Can be done. And
never come out.
Like I said, it's been a good, evenly matched game by both teams. Still early in the season here.
Yep.
All right, Jade is going to bring it in for King Cole. All the way out to Mary. Into Ella.
Ooh, foul.
And Val's going to be on fouls on White, 1-1.
Yep.
That'll be Mia.
Mia.
Yep, Mia's got fouled. So Jade is going to rebound it on our side.
Oh.
And Ella tried to put it in there.
Oh.
And she's going to be called for traveling.
Yep.
I don't know what that number one was because Mia only got one foul, so I don't know what.
Dad, I think it's three. I could just call it. You know what?
I don't know. But anyway, Mia's only got one foul. So Missy's got it now for Sandpoint. Oh, she tried to put in a wild layup there. No good. Mary was there. Mary needs help. Back out to Tia. He is heavily guarded by Morgan. All the way over. Wild pass. Charlotte was underneath the rim there.
Yep.
And Morgan's got it back to Sandpoint. She's going to put it up. No good. Rebounded by Mia. And Mia puts it up for another two. So Mia's been has a probably about six points, I believe.
Yep.
So 36, your Eagles, and 22, your Rookies.
Well, it's going Sandpoint.
That was somebody took a pretty nasty fall there. We got the wind knocked out of them, maybe. I think it was Mary.
Yep.
All right. Bring another sub in. Rivera's going to go sit out. Carly's going to come back in. All right, Morgan's got it for a Sandpoint.
Yep.
Out to Precious. Into Mia. Blocked. Mia tried to save it. Mary was there to get it. Mary's going to bring it down for King Cole. Inside to Carter's going to try to put it up three. No good. Rebounded by
Tia.
Tia out to Jada. Back to Carter. Carter says, I'm going to answer again.
Ooh.
No good. Way long and out of bounds. King Sandpoint ball. All right, Morgan's going to bring it down.
Mm-hmm.
4 minutes left. Over to Misty.
Oh,
we got a foul.
Yep.
4-0.
Yeah.
That'll be Tia again.
Uh-huh.
That'll be her fourth foul.
Yeah, you cannot get fouled out of this game pretty fast.
Charlotte being heavily guarded out to Mia. Cross court to Morgan.
Sandpoint's going to keep.
Oh, tap back out. Nice.
Wow.
Morgan went for a pass to Misty. Tia read that, got it, and tried to go in for a layup down there and missed it, but it'll be King Cole's ball on their side of the court. So Tia read that play and got it back for King Cole. Mary's going to try it for three, no good. Rebounded by Mary. She gets her own rebound back. Back out to Jada. Trying to go inside to Ella. And it'll be King Cole's ball under their side of the rim.
All right.
Back into Mary. Mary's going to set up here. Back out to Jada. All the way over to Carly. And Charlotte read that. She was there for that. Took it away from her. Morgan's going to go in for two.
Woo!
Puts it up. I believe that's Morgan's first 2 points of the game tonight. So your Lady Eagles, 38. Your Lady Rookies, 22. With 3:46 left in the fourth period. Jada's going up for, in and out, no good.
Sandpoint is in control. They are.
Morgan out to Charlotte. Woo! That point's doing a really fast
job
offense. And, there we go. There's a foul.
Oh,
that'll be a foul on Misty. Yeah, Sandpoint's going with a pretty fast offense, and it's taking our girls a little bit off of
their rhythm.
Over to Mary. Mary says she's going to try a three. No good. Close. He is back there for the assist. And Tia puts it up for two. All right, Morgan's going to bring it down. They're slowing it down a little bit.
They could slow the clock down a little bit. They got the lead, so they can just play.
They're going to let the clock run out here a little bit.
Yep,
some of the clock up. Carly's guarding Morgan. Morgan's going to put it up. Oh!
Wow.
Morgan answered back with three, so that's 5 points for Morgan so far.
Oh, man, that is a great shot.
41-24 with your Eagles ahead. Mary says she's going to answer with three. No good. Rebounded back to Mary, back into Ella.
Ooh,
and Ella tries to save it and taps it out of bounds. Stamp Point's going to start bringing in some of their bench. We got Whitney coming in and Summers back in. And we got a timeout called here. 2 minutes and 37 seconds left in the final quarter of this game tonight. So it looks like we're going to have Mia, Whitney, Summer, and Precious, and Morgan, it looks like, for Sandpoint as they empty some of their bench and let some of their other players come in and play.
Yeah. I got to give credit to the Sandpoint Eagles. They are really.
All right, the refs are yelling at them.
Yep.
Get in.
Come on, let's go.
Okay.
Oh, this is a.
All right. King Cove's not making any changes. The Sandpoint brought Whitney in.
Yep.
Oh. Morgan over to Whitney. Whitney's driving it back out. Back into Mia. Oh, we got a jump ball against Mia and Tia.
That was a good one.
And it's going to be white ball under their rim. To Charlotte. Out to Morgan. Back out to Precious. Back out to Summer.
Mm-hmm.
Back over to Morgan. No.
Wow.
Another nice little layup there by our tip in there by Mia.
That was a weird one.
So another two points for Mia there. King Cole's going to bring out Mary. She's going to try for a three. No good. A little too hard in and out.
And we got a push.
And a push, yep.
Oh, she's done.
Oh, that brings Tia out.
Yep.
Good job, Tia, tonight.
Yep.
Well, that'll bring Cadence in. They're going to bring, Sample's going to bring in another sub. They're going to bring in number 13, which is Kaylee Gunderson. Marcus is in now. But Morgan's going to bring it down. Being guarded by Rivera, heavily guarded. Uh-oh. Travel. All right, Morgan called for travel there.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be King Cole's ball. 1:42 left. Jada's got it. Over to Mary. Back out to Jada and... Oh, another foul. Called on number 13. Called on Kaylee. That'll be her first foul. All right, out to Mary. Ooh. Jada getting there a little bit. Caden being heavily guarded underneath the rim there. Can't get her in there. I got the Jada. Oh, kick. Kicked the ball there, so it'll be King Cole's ball on their side of the court. Into Rivera.
Ooh. And travel.
Yep. Called on Rivera there. So Morgan's going to bring it down next over to Charlotte for Sam Point. Oh, wow. Charlotte said she was going to go in, and it was six. It was bobbled away there, and Ella said she's going to go in for two. No good. Gets her own rebound. Tries again, and there she goes. Huh? Took her two times to get it in there, but she got it in there.
Mm-hmm.
46 seconds left. Very strong pressure there by Rivera. Jada's got ball, nobody down there. Now they finally get some to see what Rivera can do. Nice! Rivera puts it up for two. That'd be her first two shots of the game. Nobody down there to help Sam Point. Sam Point coach is upset. Summer's going to try to bring it up. Being guarded there. Over to Kaylee. Back into Morgan. Morgan said she's going in for two. No good. And we got a foul.
Ooh.
Well, that'll be a foul on number 15. It'll be your second foul for Sam Point.
Yep.
20, Mary's got it. Bringing it down. 5 seconds left. 4 seconds left. Rivera's going to put it up. Oh, no good. And that ends our ball game.
Yep.
All right. So your Lady Eagles, 43, and your Lady Rookies, 28 points. That concludes the games for this weekend. Again, we thank you for listening to KSDP, where we have all the latest news and sporting events for our communities. Thank you again to KSDP. Thank you again to Virgil.
Yep.
And we'll turn it back over to you, Virgil.
Good night.
The Babcocks, Chris and Christopher. Thank you so much. I appreciate the play-by-play. Catch your breath. Rest well, gentlemen. Final score, if you did not catch it. We had the ladies on the mainland. At the King Cove School, King Cove Rookies, 28. Sandpoint Lady Eagles, 43. If you missed the score on the boys, tonight's game was the Sandpoint Gentlemen Eagles, 43. King Cove T-Jacks, 26. We will bring us all up to date. I'll get these shows or these two games archived and placed up at apradio.org, along with the final score, just to... keep the record going. And let's see, what are we looking at? 8 o'clock? How about 7? No, that's not it. Come on. There we go. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We'll be back with more basketball action as soon as they give us some. All right, here you go. Thanks a lot, everybody.
KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
You can throw it, so your face might be a gargoyle next time you show it. gargoyle.
Gargoyle.
Gargoyle. But your eyes will be the same until they disappear into tears. And the sun might explode, the clouds might fall out. Kill a man with thunder, your voice call out. April the 1st, follow October the 1st this year. Oh, nobody knows what's gonna happen. Oh,
nobody knows what's gonna happen.
What's gonna happen next? When you're driving to heaven without a review.
World Cafe, that was Nobody Knows, the closing track to the new album from Tucker Zimmerman. That album is called Dance of Love. It was produced by Big Thief, who are also the backing band on the record. Tucker Zimmerman and Big Thief's Buck Meek have been my guests today on World Cafe. It's been such a pleasure talking to you both. Thank you so much for being here.
Well,
thank you so much for having us.
Raina, thank you. And thank you for this attention. I think I would love these songs to get out and be heard, and everybody have a good time, have a good feeling from them.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard a conversation with Tucker Zimmerman and Buck Meek. You can find that session and many more on the World Cafe podcast, available anytime, anywhere you are. Just search World Cafe on your favorite podcast app or go to worldcafe.org. Here's another songwriting Zimmerman, though he is no relation to Tucker. He was born Robert Zimmerman, but now he goes by Bob Dylan. Shelter from the Storm.
'Twas in another lifetime, one of toil and blood. When blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just to think that it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount, but nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a moaning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm. Well, I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution, sounds whisper. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution, sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around razor, get their share. Who are people gonna rise up and take what's there? Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about the revolution. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about the revolution. Talking about a revolution, ooh, I've been standing in the welfare lines, crying to those of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution.
Talk about a revolution. That was Tracy Chapman wrapping up this hour of the World Cafe. Thank you again to Tucker Zimmerman and Buck Meek for being on the show today. Thanks also to World Cafe senior producer Kimberly Junod for her work on that session. And of course, thank you to our affiliates across the country, including Radio Milwaukee in Wisconsin. We produce this show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. And by the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, dedicated to improving the learning experience for America's students by sharing what works in pre-K through 12 education at edutopia.org.